time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two. It is, I don't know, how do you say part in Spanish? Part.
I don't know.
Part dos. Part dos. We're, ironically, both having tacos tonight, so we're feeling festive. Anyways.
White people taco night. Okay.
Part two.
Let's start with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
This one has 1, 2, 3.
Number one is... Chest McPeckelson.
No.
Okay. The other... Stan.
No.
Okay.
Which was confusing to me because he looked so very familiar.
The parents of the little baby.
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last one is someone from the advisory board.
No, but it's another like random person. It's the neonatologist with Alex and Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My next guess would have been AJ's dad.
Mm. So Michael Riley Burke plays the dad of the baby.
Mm, Burke.
He was in 1 episode of How to Get Away with Murder and 3 episodes of Private Practice. And Danielle Bisuti played the mom of the baby, and she was in 1 episode of Private Practice. And Lisa Cohen was the neonatologist, and she was in 1 episode of How to Get Away with Murder.
Nice.
So, there you go.
So, I love that. Back to, and also make sure you guys, again, like, subscribe, 5-star review, share us, all that
Patreon stuff.
Patreon. Mick Patreon, and also shout out to Kelsey for doing all the work with Living in Shondaland.
Thank you so much.
She brings the data, I bring the jingle. That's how we do it.
So true.
So just with back to the sale piece. So there was a couple things. So obviously, like, going on, there's the turmoil with Derek, Meredith, Arizona, Callie, all that, like, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is funny how in the beginning they're all like, Christina won't respond to my text. Blah, 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 blah. And then when Meredith
Christina
says,
won't get off Owen's dick.
Yeah. They don't know.
I have the same complaint, by the way.
Get off the dick. When Meredith says something to the effect of, if she was here, she would be behind us. She would be on our side. And I think it's Arizin who goes, How the hell would you know, Meredith? And when Callie and Derek both are like, she would know. And plot twist, Christina was not on board at first.
Yeah, like, but
she got there eventually. Yeah.
And Meredith, I think, knew that she would.
Yeah, she did. But I just thought that was a funny, like, they actually gave an arc. It wasn't like a blind agreeance, which they've done in the past, I think. Mm-hmm. And then there was that scene with Cahill, because the nurses are threatening a walkout.
Yes.
And, well, tell us about that. Then I'll tell you about my thing in a second.
So the nurses are threatening a walkout because Pegasus has not yet bought this hospital, and they are already implementing all of their bullshit procedures. They're, like, fucking up the schedules, like, and anybody who has a job, you probably have a set schedule. Even if your schedule is erratic, it's still probably a set schedule. And when you think about nursing, to my understanding, most of those shifts are 10 or 12 hours. And they're saying, like, okay, I've always worked this. these people have lives, these people have children, families, they have a schedule and they have figured out how to make their lives work with this schedule. So to come in and be like, for no reason whatsoever, we will be splitting your schedules now. Like, what? Why? Why? For why, Owen? Why do you need?
For why?
Are you firing people? If you are maintaining the same staff, why do you need to change the scheduling? Because just fuck off, Pegasus. Like, I don't under. I just. It's just so much about being numbers and not anything else. I'm like, this is not how you care for people.
No, no, not at all. And it's you know, we talk a lot about how capitalism fuels good things. Mm-hmm. This is a time where capitalism fuels the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
We do not stand this particular form of capitalism.
Yeah, it's not. And then this is also, another rant I can get into is how insurance, health insurance can like force doctors to not be able to treat patients the way that they want to, because they're being made to be like chop, 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 in and out, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. And a lot of that falls back onto like health insurance and how it gets billed and like the time and everything. And it's fucked up and stupid, in my opinion. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so the nurses are threatening to walk out. Owen's doing a bad job calming them down. And Cahill's like, hey, you gotta get it in gear so you can get your people together to get them behind this. And then Owen gives this big speech that's a fucking lie about how Pegasus is like gonna be amazing and he wouldn't put them in this position if he didn't believe in it, and he fucking doesn't. He's a liar.
Yeah.
This man is a liar and a cheat,
and he sucks booty, and not in a good way.
So true. So, and then, you know, he breaks down and tells Christina. She says, do you really believe this? And he says, no, but I don't have anything else to offer these people.
Yeah, it is a bummer. I do like the reveal that he actually was being honest and said, like, I don't agree with this stuff. Because it would have been easy for him to lie. And then, mm-hmm. Maybe he's, like, honest with Cahill, but he, you know, then like would lie to Christina. That would have been like an easy trope, I think. So I'm glad that didn't happen. But there was that scene. This is where I have some beef. There was that scene where Cahill was like, I accomplished being in surgery mm-hmm. for the first time in forever. Cue the Frozen fans. And it was all because of you. Your calming demeanor. Mm-hmm. Not many people have this quality. Stop retconning Owen and his positive traits. No, stop it.
Yeah.
So I really hated that storyline. And she's like, get in there and get your people in line. Blah, 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 blah. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. The hospital sale storyline is dramatic, but dumb. I'm ready for it to be over.
I mean, so how do you think it's going to end?
I think unfortunately these people are going to buy the hospital and it's going to be
these people being Pegasus, or these people being
the doctors
that we know and love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, they quit, so they don't work there anymore.
They could do whatever they want.
And they say like, oh, well, let's get our stuff and go. And Gally's like, no, we have to really get our stuff because we quit. We don't work here anymore.
Yeah,
we have to get all of the stuff.
We got to get our shit and put it in a backpack and get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's drama, obviously. It's kind of on a cliffhanger. You know,
the cliffhanger is they don't know even what to call their name. They're like, what's our name now?
It's not No Spoilies. I'll tell you that much. Not,
yeah, we would.
That's
sue.
Taken. Poor Stan's like, you think on that. We'll circle back when you are not doing this.
Yeah, whatever mental headspace you guys are in right now, it's not the vibe I'm coming for. And
death spiral, epic failure, bitter pills, blind leading the blind.
Yeah, goodness, so dramatic.
We have an LLC. Look at us go.
And ours was very easy to name. It was a good name.
It was a great name. So there's also the drama obviously surrounding this. Also, wait, this is tied into the patient that Miranda and Arizona are treating. They're like, okay, he's been battling a form of cancer for years, right? And Bailey's like, we need to do genome mapping. And when we get back the results, it will tell us the specific treatments we can do to, like, truly end this, where we're no longer having to go back and forth. She heard a huge crash. So Bailey's like, we're going to hear back from the review board on whether or not it'll be approved and it'll be fine. So she goes to Owen. He's like, they said no. Cool. Okay. And so Bailey's like, that's not what I was anticipating. So then she goes back to Owen. She's like, can you maybe pitch it again? Like, do they need me to come in and explain why it's important? He goes, no, because I didn't even tell them about it, because everything is dumb and they're just going to say no. And then she goes to this kid and dad, and she's like, you got to take your kid elsewhere. This place is turning into a hellhole. And we don't treat patients. We are bad people. We are a bad organization, and everyone can fuck off. So,
let, you know, her
going really great.
Hook is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Bailey's not going to stand by idly and just take this. You know, she's going to say fuck all the way off.
Yeah, she really is. And Arizona sees that, and that's her turning point. Mm-hmm. That's when she's like, when she says, I love this quote. I don't know if you have the direct quote, but when she says something to the effect of, I don't want to work here anymore. It makes me feel small, mm-hmm. and I have to make myself small to work here. I don't want to hang around long enough that I don't recognize myself.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of Ted Lasso vibes when Rebecca does the thing where she stands up and she like makes herself really big. And she talks about how in all these board meetings she would go to, or like the owner's meeting, she's the only woman, and she has to like make herself small to get mm-hmm. into the conversations with these guys. And like, and then she doesn't, she ends up having that revelation, spoiler alert for Ted Lasso. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But which also fucking watch that show. Great, great show. And yeah, it's just like, don't ever work somewhere. Anyone out there listening right now, don't ever work somewhere. Don't ever be with someone who mm-hmm. makes you feel like you need to be a smaller version of yourself. When you make yourself smaller, don't. Just fucking don't. Listen to this podcast and just don't.
Yeah. No one deserves that. Everyone, you should be able to be your truest self, you know, in both work and especially in relationships. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's one thing to not love going to work, because sometimes you don't want to have a job, because it'd be great to just like jet around the world and do whatever you want. Fortunately, capitalism. So we have to have jobs. I'm not saying that you have to love your job, but you shouldn't have to make yourself feel small or make yourself, like to Bailey's point, not recognize who you are anymore. A job should not change you to that extent. So, you know, I'm all for it for her, you know?
Yeah. Never try to fit in someone else's bucket.
Exactly. So anyways, that's the catalyst for Arizona to finally get on board.
Correct.
And also, you know, fuck Owen again, yet again, because why did he do that? In my
opinion. And honestly, she's like, all right, step in line. Got it. Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
Orders received. Captain. Exactly. And Derek just watches it and he's like, you can go shit in the woods, dude, like fuck you, don't care, and walks away.
Yeah, no one talks to Miranda Bailey like that in front of any other doctor and gets away with it.
Oof. Yeah, no thank you. The anyone who talks to Bailey like that will rue the day, and clearly Owen
simply
is
rue it.
Owen is out here ruin, you know.
He'd be ruined every second.
Ruin, all he do is rue, no matter what.
Be hella ruin.
So, oh gosh, yeah, it's this. That's the, aw, my daughter and my goddaughter.
And Bennett.
I honestly, with the glare, I could not see a third person there.
He's in Santa's arms,
that's
to be
so
fair.
Funny.
He was
teensy.
I
just saw, and it was like kind of blurry, I just saw, I see him now, so handsome.
Yeah, guys, sorry, this is an audio podcast, but I just looked under, I moved a piece of paper, and underneath of it was a picture of our kiddos. I think this was 2022, 2021, 2022. Then it was born in 22, so it wasn't 21.
Yeah, it would have. Well, Marla was born in 2021, so it wouldn't have been 2021.
Yeah, this is they came down and we took them to see Santa. So it's Scarlett, Marlo, and Bennett in Santa's lap. Oh my God, they're so tiny and cute. Okay,
we should do that.
Irrelevant.
Again.
Yes, please. So also Richard kind of knows something's happening, and Meredith is like, "I can't tell you what, but you'll know soon. Like, don't worry though, it's good, it's right. Like, don't worry." Also, Derek employed Shane to scribble on all the giant pictures of him, which is so funny.
Well, good that was you, the Derek. Catalyst, because Weber. Well, also, they almost kind of make you lead it like Weber's the one who did it.
Oh, for sure. Which would have been so fucking funny.
So funny.
If he had done it, but not been asked by Derek, if he was just doing it, I would have shit my pants. That would have been so funny.
Just for him being him. And that would have been honestly on par with the character that they've been kind of steering Weber to be, this playful, like, I'm no longer the chief. Like, I don't give a shit, but no one's going to do anything.
Yeah.
My wife just died. What are they going to say?
Yeah. Like, who cares? What can you take from me?
Yeah. And he's out here still fucking, you know? So like, mm-hmm. It's all good. When they find the vandalism, and Derek's like, I'm so angry. I could, you know, I'm so frustrated. And Weber's standing there, and Weber's like, "Well, don't look at me. I didn't do it, but it is funny." So when he
but catches, I wish I had, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and when Weber catches Shane, he's so proud to bring Shane to Derek, and Derek's like, "Nice job, pal."
It's good like, work. Did you get them all? Well, and it, you know, originally because he's doing this face of the hospital bullshit, they're like, "Oh, we're gonna come in here. We're gonna take pictures of you pretending to do surgery." So he calls Shane and he's like, "Hey, I thought you might want to be a part of this." Which I understand where he's coming from, because he knows Shane like really likes Derek and wants to work with him. But it's very like obtuse of Derek to just assume that he would want to do that, because he's like, "Respectfully, I would actually love to do real surgery." And you know, I give Derek the credit, because he does say, you know, "Yeah, okay, that's fine." And then like, he kind of realizes, what can we do here to change this? So, yeah, Shane vandalized the shit out of all of them. So funny. Shane crushes it. Incredible. Yeah. I wish that was my job.
Yeah. Just vandalizing pictures of Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was. So I guess we didn't really talk about this. We kind of glossed over it really quickly. But another turning point for Christina happened in the OR. With Meredith and Steph. So Christina's doing this procedure on a dude who had a heart attack, mm-hmm. and it's like a balloon, and Heather's like, "Oh man, that's so crazy balls. Like, wow, I'm learning something." But then immediately leans over to, and Steph and her start talking about, I think they had friends in another hospital, I forget which one, and these interns are dropping like flies and they're trying to figure out how to jump ship. And Christina starts to smell something, like something's not smelling right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Heather spills, which is fine. But then Steph, like, really, this was like a really cool scene, I think, for Steph.
Yeah.
She says, or actually, do you have the receipts on this one at all? Like,
yeah,
this was, this was like really cool. I think Steph has grown.
Both.
Steph, whoever you are, has really grown to be one of my favorites so far, these residents, interns, I mean. And this scene definitely helps out a lot of it. Oh, you're looking at making a face.
Yeah, I thought it was here and it was not.
That's the face I make when I walk into Target and I think, I'm for sure going to get Pokemon cards today. And then I don't.
Okay. Christina says, "What are you talking about?" Heather says, "Some of us are talking about looking elsewhere. Why last year Seattle Grace was the residency match? You mean getting Stephanie the last few weeks? It feels like an automotive trade school. Christina says, "Where's your sense of loyalty? There are people here fighting to make sure this hospital stays open at all. And the first sign of trouble, you show them your ass." And Stephanie says, "No, it's just, I'm sorry. I only have 5 years to get as good at this as I possibly can. And I want to be excellent. I want to be the best. And so I can't waste another minute. I mean, would you have when you were an intern? Honestly." And I think Christina's like, that is real. Absolutely not. She never would have done that when she was an intern.
Absolutely not. Yeah, so I think that was a really cool scene. Steph definitely like grew on me a little bit more, and she was already someone that I liked a lot, but she definitely grew more on me on that. Also, I almost forgot. I don't know how we forgot this scene. As part of the Grey's 11 heist, Derek and Meredith have to go in and spill water to steal the sheets of data.
Oh yeah. Oh God, I'm so clumsy and pregnant. Oh no.
And they just walk into the board meeting and immediately spill water. And that's
so funny.
I think is on the heels, if I remember correctly, of the scene where Christina's like, well, we'll just ask Owen to get us the money sheets, like the numbers.
And yeah. Stan's, and they're like, no, we can't tell him or prison for some reason. So yeah, it's definitely a heisty-esque episode. I think that's a good way to describe it. The Ocean's, the
Grey's
Seattle
11.
Six heist.
Ooh,
Seattle wait, five. Hold. Seattle six if you count Stan.
Derek, yes, Stan's the man in the van. He's our guy in the van.
Yeah.
So, Stan, Derek, Meredith, Callie, Christina.
The Seattle Six heist.
Yo, that's fucking... Let's go! Yeah. Speaking of heists, let's not forget about the true heist of capitalism, which is filtering money from the bottom 99% up to the top 1%. It is a siphoning tool, but you know what? Podcast's gonna do what
We gotta do it.
We'll be back in like 40 seconds flat.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we're back.
Yeah.
40 seconds or 2 seconds. Apparently some regions get no sponsors at all, in which case that is the gift of capitalism for you.
Truly, that is a gift. I love that for you guys. Okay, so yeah, was there anything else we needed to speak on at length?
Right before the walkout by the doctors, Owen does convince the nurses to stay. So he wins and then he loses. It's an emotional roller. I will give Owen that. It's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, well. You know. I don't feel bad for him.
Oh, fucking April.
Oh my God. Yes, April and Jackson and Matthew. So Matthew, okay, did you hate Matthew again in this episode?
No, I didn't. And also, I don't remember who said this, but there were a couple people who gave me shit for my Matthew hate in the Discord. You're right, I was being an asshole, and I need to apologize. So I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at him. He did it, guys.
I don't just need to apologize. I want to apologize.
I am. You're going to. Which
it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do. So, yeah. April and Matthew are just like fucking going at it, making out. And he's like, I want to take you on a date. Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. Normal. Like, it's fine. And so then she's all nervous because she's like, well, how do I tell this guy that I'm, you know, not fucking? And she starts to tell Jackson, but then she's like, I can't talk to you about this anymore because everything's different. Like, we're friends, but we're friends in a different way, all this stuff. And so he's like, no, you can tell me anything. It's fine. And so they kind of, you know, chit chat a little bit. And it is definitely weird for both of them, but they both lie and say it's not. And then she says, oh, how do I tell him this? And he's like, oh, just tell him that. But like, haha, he'll think you're insane. And then she decides that it's offensive, which is fine if that hurts her feelings. But I don't feel like that's that different than their relationship was beforehand. So no. I don't know. Again, not that it's she's wrong to have hurt feelings. Like if her feelings are hurt, her feelings are hurt. That is what it is. But it's just a weird spot because that does feel like what their relationship was before. But I think they're just kind of still trying to navigate getting back to what it was and figuring out what that looks like for them in their current situation.
Yeah. And honestly, it was actually a good scene. I thought we were looking at some healing, some forgiveness. They both kind of like, they gave each other some jabs. They gave each other some honesty. But when April got to the point where she said, telling a guy that you're a virgin, hoping for the best is one thing, but telling a guy that you're a virgin and then you aren't, and then you had sex and then you chose to be a virgin again is totally different. And you think that it's going to be like, okay, because Jackson said, no, like if he likes you, he'll understand. And worst case scenario, he'll just think that you're an absolute crazy person because you sound crazy right now. And he right. didn't really say it the way I felt the scene. He didn't say it as an asshole.
Yeah.
It kind of just felt like sarcastic banter. And then obviously April did not like how that was, you know, presented to her. And she's totally got that right. But I don't think they talk to each other again the rest of the episode.
No, they do at the end because he's like, just be honest with him.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And if he leaves, then like that's his loss essentially. And so, you know, then it cuts to April and Matthew making out, and then he's the one that says, I'm waiting for marriage. And you're like, oh, perfect. He'll totally understand. And then April says, same, and I've definitely never had sex before, which is a lie.
And that is going to bite her in the ass, and it will lead them to breaking up. Official prediction for April and Matthew.
When do you think that will come to fruition?
In 7 episodes.
So interesting. I'm trying to see how many episodes are in this season.
I don't know. I just 7 episodes sounded good. Also, while you're looking that up, when Jackson does go to her, the note that I have, once he knows you, he will want to follow you anywhere. And then he says, trust me, he still loves her. Just be together.
So,
and take on more roles with the Harper Avery Foundation. Have it all.
There are 9 episodes left in the season. So you're saying episode 22
sure,
is yes. when Matthew yes. is going to it's all gonna
find out
Matthew.
And break up. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And in that episode, here's what's going to happen. She's going to run to Jackson, say that she has feelings. They're about to bone or at least kiss. Steph, who also in that episode talks to Joe and has realizations, them together at the same time have realizations that Joe loves Alex, not Chest McPeckleson, and Steph loves Jackson, not just Smush Buddies. They're both going to go to the other person. Joe and Alex are going to have their first kiss before they get married. And Steph is going to walk in on Jackson mouth boning April. And that's what's going to happen in 7 episodes.
So
write it
down. 2 episodes before the season finale, all of that is going to happen.
All of it happens. And if it doesn't happen in 7 episodes, it'll happen in the season finale. Either way, this season on Grey's Anatomy.
Cool. Okay, so
also Mark is going to come back, but playing a different character.
Oh my God, this guy again. Okay, so were there any other plot points we wanted to discuss in this one?
I don't know, but I love that there's another person saving themselves for marriage in there. It's kind of cute.
I mean, it's not unrealistic. Plenty of people do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really love that Steph likened the situation at the hospital to like automotive trade school. Nothing wrong with automotive trade school.
So
you guys,
true.
You guys try fixing your cars? Good fucking luck. Okay.
good stuff.
Yeah, I think that's all I got. Oh, and I do want to call out. So when the whole scene about the good vibe in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Callie says this hospital is something that we didn't look into it. We made it. Weber set the tone and Hunt sets a tone.
Yeah. Hunt sets a fucking terrible tone.
Hunt sets a fucking place on fire.
Hunt
Weber
sets
set
the
a tone.
Plane crash.
Yeah. blame him. Hashtag blame Owen.
Yeah. So,
Do we have any Patreon questions?
We do. We do have some Patreon questions. It is, can Jackson and April be friends?
They can until they get married, and in which case then they will be wed.
As an intern or attending, would you have been trying to look at other options given what's happening?
Hell yeah. Second that stuff came in, that's dumb. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you look at it, the way they frame these people, these characters specifically, as like holding patient care with such high value, as they should. So to then be told, well, we're not going to let you care for your patients. We only give a shit about, you know, numbers.
Money. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was Jackson was doing liposuction, and it's high profit, high fat, something like that.
It was like Pegasus is trimming the fat. So am I.
Yeah. Yeah. Something funny, something witty.
Yeah. Do they need to be consistently outside in the rain for their secret meetings? Yes, obviously.
Yeah. It's funny. It's for drama.
Drama.
And, yeah.
For Carmen specifically, who did you think was responsible for vandalizing Derek's photos?
I thought it was Weber.
Would have been so funny.
I was like, this is going to be so funny when they reveal it. Because also... No, wait,
what's all over your hands? Not Sharpie.
Yeah. What's all over your hands? Idiot. And then run away.
The blood of this hospital. Okay. Do you think they will actually find a way to buy the hospital?
I do. I do think they're going to find a way to buy the hospital and then sell it to Denny Duquette's family.
Predictions for their company name.
Let's see. That's a good question. Who asked that question?
The cat.
Good question, cat. I like to hit engagement rings into the woods, LLC.
This just rolls off the tongue.
Or maybe they call it Two in Heaven, LLC.
Dude, that's so fucking morbid. Jesus Christ. Two in Heaven.
Jesus is also in heaven.
R.I.P. LLC. I like that one because it rhymes. Okay, so if they buy the hospital, this is the last question, who will be quote-unquote in charge?
Well, I think they actually say Owen would still be chief. So yeah. I think they would actually keep Owen as chief. It would make sense, I guess. Yeah. Or this is the return of the king.
Being Weber?
No, Thatcher.
Oh.
Yes, Weber.
On horseback.
To fight Weber for the true honor of being chief of surgery.
Yeah. Perfect. Alrighty. Well, let's see. Any predictions? Let's do Joe and Alex. What do you think's going on over there?
They're gonna end up together, but it's gonna be the next 6 or 8 episodes is gonna be filled with Joe being wooed by Chestorkel McPeckerson, and they're gonna become sexually involved. And to counteract the hurt in his heart, Alex will have sex with people, probably Heather or Leah. We haven't seen Leah for a while.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Or Olivia comes back. And then they will have their love pronounced for each other at either episode 7 or episode 9.
Sorry, Olivia and Alex will have love for each other?
No. Olivia's going to come back just to fuck.
Oh, okay.
And then Joe and Alex will profess their love either in 7 episodes or 9 episodes.
I see. Okay. Was there anything else we needed to predict?
Shane and Derek will go golfing.
Okay. On the roof or for real?
On the roof. I predict, sorry if that was loud.
For knocking your microphone over?
I predict, who else is even on this show?
Meredith, Christina, oh, Christina Callie, Owen.
Christina and Owen. Yeah. You know what? I predict fucking pain. Pain for all. This is the sadness. They're going to. Woe is I don't care. With Callie in Arizona, I think that Arizona, now that she's like fully accepted this, I think Callie and Arizona are going to be in a much better spot. Bailey's got to get looped in on this ASAP. I'd love for that to happen. And we're going to get Ben Warren back in here at some point in the next couple episodes. You know what? Maybe the security guard of Genovia has some money laying around. He can help with the hospital.
I mean, Callie said she's like, I could get 700 grand by tomorrow. Must be nice for you.
Yeah.
Callie, that must be nice.
I'd like to get $7 by tomorrow. Can I get $7?
Okay. Well, I think that's it then for this one. Sorry for cutting it short, guys. Let's rate it.
I'll say it's like a 3.6.
I was gonna say 3.2. We do have this is a teaching hospital.
Oh, you know what? I love it. I'm so excited.
From Alicia. Factor 7 is an internal blood clotting protein produced by the liver that circulates in the blood, activated in the liver by deep tissue damage on a cellular level, which sends signals to coagulate the blood. So essentially, a big cut happens, the skin is broken, and the capillaries sense they aren't in Kansas anymore and signal up the chain to the liver to send in the clotting proteins for major damage. Thank you, Alicia, for that summary. It was delightful.
What was this around the kid? Is this a kid thing?
Yes, this was because he had liver issues. That was what his situation was. And they also specifically said volvulus, VOLVULUS.
Volvulus
is an obstruction due to twisting or knotting in the gastrointestinal tract. Obviously, the baby has this due to the birth defect, but it can occur in older adults who are constipated. So maybe with chill with the cheese, Carmen. That's what she said. And that's
funny. Whoa. First off, I will not chill with the cheese.
Carmen doesn't even know how to spell brie, you guys, after all that.
That is an embarrassing moment for me. And I want you to know that I thought I was right.
Well, you typically do.
Well, usually I am right, but this one I only thought I was right.
Yeah. Also, when you misspelled feng shui, but like, honestly, that's a hard one. So I would not fault you for that one at all.
Yeah. It looks like feng shui.
Yeah.
Which like.
Well, most. Yeah. I'm going to say a lot of words are not phonetical.
No, I mean, yeah, totally. Like the word phonetical isn't even phonetical.
So true.
Before we go, I also want to say thank you to all of our listeners internationally. Don't judge us for our president.
We didn't do it.
We did not do it. Yeah, wow, this is a short one today. How did we do this? We didn't talk about it.
We didn't have any fun banter. Also, to be fair, this episode, like, it's an in-between episode, right? Like, it's in the middle of things happening, but it's like it's like they're prepping for things to happen, but a lot is not happening right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes, but it wasn't bad, because we've had bad episodes, never forget Intestines in the Hand
as a great as a five.
Oh my god. So I think it's just one of those things where, you know, as the plot furthers, we'll have more to discuss, but sometimes the plot's not that furthered, and so there's not that much to chat about. The patients in this were like mildly, you know, it wasn't anything crazy. You know, it's like they are kind of your standard, quote unquote, ailments. So, yeah.
Yeah, even my notes on this episode were more lean. Just felt, you know, it's just okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just looking at this note here. High volume liposuction day. When Pegasus trims the fat, so do I.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. We'll be back next week. It will be normal length and normal topics. Everything will be back to normal.
Just remember, the banter is fun and it keeps you all on your toes. Don't ever take the banter for granted. Clara, whatever you are, suck it.
Banter for granted.
This is...
That's what it's like to be friends with you, just so you know.
That was, like, here's the thing.
I know, you love that one.
I love it. Is this how you feel whenever I say something?
I wish
always
it was.
Obsessed?
It's not, though. No. But, okay, yeah, what did you need to say?
I was going to add something to what the end closeout is, but you can go ahead and close us out, and I will add it there.
Okay, we love everybody. Find us at graysacademypod.com. You can find our Instagram, Grey's Academy Pod. TikTok, Grey's Academy Pod. You can find Grey's Academy Pod on Facebook now. You can follow us there, share us there, tag all your friends there. All the reels will also be there, as well as Instagram. So make sure you're following us there. And you can email graysacademypod@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Patreon for some bonus content. And we just love you guys so much. And we really appreciate your support. And if you see Carmen strolling down the street, just remember.
If you see me walking down the street, tell me about all the Pokemon cards that you found in the stores. I want to buy them. I want them. Ripping cards open is like the crack of a millennial father. It's fine. In addition to crack.
Not in place of. Yeah. Just to clarify.
Just kidding. Drug addiction is a real thing. We don't joke about that here. Anyways, no spoilies. We appreciate you all. And we'll see you all in the next one.